This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, Rabbi. I want to share with you a very profound idea that we learned from the Navi Yecheskel, from the Haftarah Parshas Parah. It's Yecheskel Lam Medvav. And the Pasuk says, Ve'lo akachti eschem, min ha'goyim, I'll take you from the nations, v'kibatzti eschem, mikol ha'aratzois, I'll gather you from all the lands, v'heveisi eschem, alad maschem, and I will bring you to your land. V'zarakti aleichem, I am toirim, v'tahartem, I'm going to sprinkle on you the purifying waters. Mikol tumoiseichem, u'mikol giluleichem, atahar eschem, from all of your impurity and from all of your defilement, I will purify you. But then the pasuk says like this: V'nasati lachem leiv chadash. I'll give you a new heart. V'ruach chadasha atein mikir bechem, and a new spirit. V'hasi roisi, and I will remove eslev ha'even mi besarchem, your heart of stone. V'nasati lachem leiv basar. I'll give you a heart of flesh. God says in the end of days, He will remove our heart of stone and He will give us a heart of flesh. What does that mean? Why do we have a heart of stone? And why will God remove it on that day? So the Navi Zechariah, and this comes from an interesting kuntres called Simchas Elazar. Simchas Elazar is Chidushim of Rev Elazar Simcha Wasserman, son of Rev Chanan, Hashem Yimkam Damai. And he was a very influential figure in the beginning of the Baal Tshuva movement. And he has a kuntres here, which is printed in the back of another sefer. And he discusses the prophecy of the Navi Zechariah. The Navi Zechariah prophesies about the future redemption. And he says, "Bayoyim ha'hu, on that day, Yigdal ha'misped b'Yerushalayim, the eulogy will be magnified in Jerusalem, v'safta ha'aretz, and the world, the earth, will eulogize mishpachos, mishpachos levad, families by itself. So, b'yoyim ha'gadol ha'asid, on that future great day, hayoyim asher yoshev Hashem ha'shvus o'el Yaakov el ir ha'kodesh Yerushalayim." What day is this referring to? On the day that God will return all the Jews from around the world to Yerushalayim, u'she'eres Yisrael yashuvu l'tzion, and the remnant of Israel will return to Tzion. Yeah, misbeit gadol b'Yerushalayim. There will be a great mourning in Jerusalem. V'safta ha'aretz mishpachos mishpachos. And the world will eulogize families by families. This is very strange. Here this is supposed to be the happiest day of existence, the day of the return to Eretz Yisrael, the day of the Geula. And it says on that day, the crying will be uncontrollable. Will be the saddest day in history. That the happiest day of history will be the saddest day in history. Says Rav Simcha Wasserman, Dvarim Elu Oimrim Darsheni. This topic requires great explanation. Haloi La'es HaGeula Asida, the time of the future redemption, L'chayr HaYitzach L'skayim Yishayim Sasa and V'simcha Yimatzeba. You would expect to be very joyous. A joy that was unparalleled. But umahu ha'inyan ha'bechiv ha'misbed ha'gadol b'shuv Hashem eshvus amai. What's the pshat over here? Why will that be the saddest day in history? So says Rav Wasserman, Anu she'eres ha'pleita asher hishra Hashem. We, the remnant, those who survived. Acharei asher saraf es ha'sreifa ha'gadoyla ba'nergu roiv minyan u'binyan shalachinam yisro b'artzos erupa. Rav Wasserman is writing this in the aftermath of the Holocaust, when the majority of the Jewish people were destroyed. And we're the remnants, we're the survivors. Really, tzrichim hayinu latzeis midatenu. We should really have gone mad. We should have gone out of our kelim. And the truth is, many of the survivors write that when they came to America, people try to help them financially, people try to help them find jobs, but nobody understood they didn't need money, they didn't need jobs, they needed mental stability. They needed therapy to see that. I mean, you know, today, a kid that sees a chveis, a little trauma, so the, you know, kid's traumatized for life. Imagine somebody who survived the Holocaust. Really, we should have gone out of our kelim. How could we continue when our fathers and our mothers, Achenu v'achiyosenu, our brothers and sisters, Banenu v'noisenu, our sons and our daughters, v'chol oilamenu charav aleinu, our whole world has been destroyed. However, Ribbono Shel'Olam, as history repeats itself, when Yaakov Avinu be'esh Esav ba li'lachemoy, when Esav came to fight him, chilek es hamachena shelo lebeis machenos. We know Yaakov divided his camp into two camps because he said, "Yavai Esav alamachena ha'achas v'yikahu, v'haya machena nishal lefleita." So asked Rabbi Chana, asked Rabbi Simcha Wasserman, why split the camp into two? Well, what value is it to have a second camp if the first camp is killed and the second camp needs to be institutionalized? What value is it to split the second camp? Well, the survivors, what good? The survivors are better off dying if they're all going to be scarred like that. The only purpose of a machane ha-nishar rakedei lohakim echaz es asher nechrav is only to rebuild. So what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? Hashem created a certain phenomenon. And that phenomenon is Hashem made a miracle. And the reason we didn't go out of our kelim, and the reason why Klal Yisrael was able to survive for 2,000 years, is through a miraculous phenomenon called God making our hearts turn into stone. And we became numb and callous to the tragedy. Yeah, once in a while we could remember it and feel it and give a little krechts, but that's all lip service. It's not deep. Because if it would be deep, we would go insane. Otherwise nobody would... You think people who came to America in 1950 could have rebuilt their lives had God not intervened and created the phenomenon that the Navi Yechezkel says, and that is turn their hearts into hearts of stone? Because if they would have had human hearts of flesh and blood, they could not have woken up one morning in their life.
God
says the Mashiach comes, He's going to give us a new heart, and a new spirit He's going to place in them. I'm going to remove your heart of flesh, I'm going to remove your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. Mavuar, we see from here, that when we are in exile, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sam Bekerbeinu Lev Even, God gives us a heart of stone. Ulefima Shehigdamnu, based on what we've just given as an introduction, based on our introductory remarks, Hatzorich Boisel Lev Even Mavuar, the requirement and the necessity for this heart of stone is self-evident. Rak Lev Even Yachol La'achzik Maimid B'chal Hatzor Sheovdos Aleinu. Only a heart of stone could survive, could tolerate what traversed upon us. Kasha b'chol dor v'dor oimdim aleinu l'chaloseinu. Rak b'shel oisai lev even in anu yotzim midateinu. It's only because God gave us a heart of stone that we didn't go mad. And that's how we have the strength to rebuild. However, it's not good to have a heart of stone. A heart of stone is good to tolerate a difficult circumstance. But a Jew, really, the ideal is for a Jew to have a sensitive heart, to have a soft heart. But we can't have one, because if we would have one, we would not be able to wake up in the morning. But that's not the ideal world. The ideal world is for us to have a sensitive heart, but we couldn't exist with it. But on that day, on the day that Mashiach comes, and we'll only have sasayin v'simcha from then on, and we'll only have happy occasions, so we won't need anymore the heart of stone. God will then give us a new heart, a heart of flesh. And all of a sudden, 3,000 years of galus are going to hit us like it never hit us before. And we're going to be able to really feel the pain of all the past Jewish tragedy. And it's going to hit us like a ton of bricks. And on that day, we're going to cry and cry and cry and cry, and rivers of tears will flow. Tears that have been restrained for 3,000 years because we had that heart of stone. So on the day Mashiach comes, it will be the saddest day in history. That's the explanation of why on the day of the coming of Mashiach, the mourning in Yerushalayim will be greater than any other time. Because on that day, we won't need any more of this protection of being callous to Jewish tragedy. Ulam ba'emes ein matzav zeh shall leiv even matzav rotzoi. This is not really the ideal. Metzuv emanu lehidavek b'midosav shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are commanded to cling to the attributes of God. That mahu racham afata, mahu chanan afata. Aleinu lahargish ulashtatef b'tzar hazulas. It is incumbent upon us to feel, to join in the pain of someone else. La'es ha'gu'ula asida. In the time of the future redemption, acharei shamach ha'nishar yivne, the yishakim esaneh rasos, when God will rebuild that which had been destroyed, and when the binyan of Klal Yisrael will stand tall in Yerushalayim, az yasir HaKadosh Baruch Hu zeif evan mekirbeinu, God will remove our heart of stone, v'yitein lanu leiv shel basar, He'll give us a heart of flesh, pisoim nargish be'emes eskal atzar v'hakov shavar aleinu, we will suddenly feel and be sensitive to all the past tragedy. And that's what the Navi Zechariah means by Yom Ahu Yigdal Mispeid B'Yushalayim V'Safta Haaretz. Ad Oz. But until that point of time, we carry on with hearts of stone. Maybe 3 weeks a year, we soften up a little bit and we remember and we recall and we feel the pain. But the rest of the year, we can't afford to think back. We have to roll up our sleeves, pick ourselves up, and build for the future, and so to speak, forget about the past tragedy. But on that day, when our hearts are sensitized again, it's going to be a day of grief. So that's Reb Simcha Wasserman's very, very powerful and poignant explanation of the Navi Yechezkel and the Navi Zechariah.
How long will it last?
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.